Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. The sugya starts on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis. And this sugya has two halakim to this sugya. The din of being Madvik Sefer Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and the din of the how to be Makif a Sefer Torah and what shurim in the Hakafa. As Kaidim Kol, we'll start with the Tchilas HaSodya. Tanar Rabbanan, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Braisa. Madbik Adam, Tayr Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Ke'acha, Divri Rameya. Rameya holds, you could put Tayr Nevi'im and Ksuvim together. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Tayr Bifnei Atzmai, Nevi'im Bifnei Atzmai, V'Ksuvim Bifnei Atzmai. Achamim Aymer, even a bigger Chiddush, Kol Echad Be'acha Bifnei Atzmai. Every Navi has to be Bifnei Atzmai also. As the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideya Simin Resh Pei Gimel Siv Beis is on Shitas of Yehuda and Shitas the Chachamim, that what's the tzad to Aser to put together Torah and Nevi'im? Nachinami, you understand, Lachatrili, you want to be more Mesuda, you have Torah Lachod, Nevi'im Lachod. But the Gemara is Meduyik, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Iser, which Iser you're over if you put a Torah together with the Nevi'im. This Medayik, Rashi doesn't say anything, which is a little bit of a chiddush. Usually Rashi does say a hezber. Rabbi brings the Rabbeinu Gershom and Taisis, both say biurim, different biurim. The Rabbeinu Gershom explains the Gemara that when you're going to be using the Sefer Torah l'Nevi'im, as you're going to be mishamish with the Nevi'im kidei to use the Sefer Torah. And it's usher to be mishamish with the Torah to use the Nevi'im. As kilu lefil Rabbeinu Gershom, it comes out that kilu you're using the part of the Sefer Torah to help you when you're doing the Nevi'im. And that you're not allowed to do. Abadus is good. When kilu you're going from a Sefer Torah to Nevi'im. But what are you going to do according to the other Shita? The Shita is a Chachamim, that it's even by a Navi and a Navi Lachur. Over here there's no Kedusha Chmur and Kedusha Kala. Everything's equal. As you would say, B'das the Chachamim, that afilu hachi. There's an Isser to use a Dabash HaBekdusha for a Dabash HaBekdusha Acheret. As even though in the Nevi'im everything has the same shivui of Kedusha, but when you're using one Dava Shebe Kedusha for a different Dava Shebe Kedusha, it's bizayin to that Dava Shebe Kedusha. As thus is the Mahalich of the Rabbeinu Gershom. Taisis starts off, and Taisis says that the reason why maybe the Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is because she'asal niyach zel gabi zeh. If you have the Torah and Nevi'im together, it's going to come out that sometimes the Nevi'im will be on top of the Torah. And there's a Isser to put Nevi'im on top of Torah. And Bemis this Mahalich, the Rajma Megillah, and Daf Chav Zayin learns, Abafrek Taizu Zekasha, the Lashkan, she Isser Laniach, Ela Nevi'im V'Ksuvim Al Gabi Torah. Aval Nevi'im Al Gabi Ksuvim Ayib Choloi. This is the Shail of Taisis. As the Rashba holds, there is a Issa to put Nevi'im, Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. But Taisis holds not that way. As Taisis can't learn, it's because the Issa putting one on top of the other. As therefore, Taisis says, a third shot in the Sugya. And the Hainu Taima, Shalo Yira Hakol, Kamai Taira, Ayakol, Nevi'im. Frektar HaShulchan, what's this new Issa? Shalo Yira Hakol, Kamai Taira, Kol, Kamai Nevi'im. Zogdar HaShulchan, Taisis means that you're not allowed to add to the Torah. The Torah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. The Nevi'im is what the Navi said. If you're going to add to it and print it all in one sefer, people are going to think you're kilu adding to the Torah. And thus is the Issa, you're not allowed to add to the Torah. As we have three ways of understanding what the Issa is. The Rabbeinu Gershom, because you're being mishamish with the other one. The Habamin of Taisis, which is the Rajba, because one's on top of the other one. And the third Mahalik, because it's nearer Ke Moisif. Those are the three Mahalchim to explain Shitas of Yehuda and Shitas HaChachamim. The Maisa LaHalacha, the Rishonim say, the Rambam, the other Rishonim, Paskin like Rav Meir, Taina that there are Stam Braises like Rav Meir, and the Hemshech of the Sugya, as a Mela, the Halacha is like Rav Meir. Madvik Adam Teir Neviim, Ksuvim Ke'echon. And the Rambam says a very big Chiddush, Bidas Rebbe. The Rambam says, Perik Zayin Halacha Tesvav, he brings down the halachas like Rebbe Shemut Ladav Kam Yachod. But still in Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam says when you dovik it Yachad, Ein Kedushasai Kesefer Torah, Ela Kechumish. When you dovik it Yachad, even though it's mutterly dovik biyachad, meaning the machlokes was, is it mutter or not? The Rambam paskins it's mutter, but when you dovik it biyachad, it doesn't have the kedusha of a sefer Torah. It has the kedusha of a chumash bial. What's the difference between a sefer Torah and something which is a chumash? As the Rambam in Perik Yud Halacha Aleph explains, that only a sefer Torah you could be kaira b'tzibur, but something which has a din of a chumash, then you can't be kaira b'tzibur. You can't do kriyas haTorah from it. As it comes out, lefi the Rambam, this Sefer Torah, even though you're allowed to make it, a Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim Kiyachad, but it will not be kosher, l'kriyas haTorah. And the Rambam explains why, because din ha-yeser, k'din ha-choser. When you add to the Torah, it's ki'ilu, you didn't write a word that you were supposed to word to have. It's like a din of choser. The Beis Yosef, in Simen Resh Pei Gimel, explains this Rambam al pi Gemara in Chulin and Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says, Lamashal, if a behema or a person has four etzbois, it's called a mum. Hu adin, when you have six etzbois, it's called a mum. Shaila is, why is it called a mum? He has five etzbois, so he has one more. As the Gemara uses a lashon, yeser kinotel dami. If he has six etzbois, it's kilu, he only has four. As Zag the Rambam, the same way you say by Mumim Bnei Adam and Behemoth, that a Yeser is Kenatal Dami. As Hu Adin, you say by a Sefer Torah, that if you add to the Sefer Torah, the Yeser is Kenatal Dami. It makes a kilo the Sefer Torah is Chaser. And the Halacha is a Sefer Torah, which is Chaser, Ois Achas, is possible. Nos is the Chiddush of the Rambam. As kum the Reis lefi the Rambam, the Machloikis is a mutter to make it. But everyone holds if you made it, then it's not kosher likrois be kriyas haTorah. The Shaila is, the Achreinim, look, where's the Malka the Rambam? Where did the Rambam get this Chiddush that it's not kosher for a Sefer Torah? As Bemes, you could explain that the Rambam saw it in the Gemara in two places. We'll bring a makar. One from a diak in the Gemara, and one from a halacha, from the teichin inyan of the Gemara. Where's the makar from a diak in the Gemara? As the Gemara asks, that in this thing that you made of your madvik Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim Ke'echad, as the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the bottom of the Braisa, and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Haraitzili Dovik Tayr Nevi'im Ksuvim Ke'echad. Madvik Va'oisai Biroishai Kidei Logal Amud B'Seifai Kidei Logal Hekif. In this Sefer Torah that you put the Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim Ke'echad, as what do you, how do you leave the end? As Yoisa B'Roishai Kidei Logal Amud U'B'Seifai Kidei Logal Hekif. The Gemara asks a stira. We have another braisa that says Tchila Sefer B'Seifai Kidei Logal. It's mashmitz the same thing as the Gemara on the top of Yudal and Amud Aleph is a stir in the braises. Asempati Gemara, the first teretz of the Gemara, Amrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, let's start him Ktani, Enochinami, the second braise is Lav Dafka, each one you do differently. The second teretz of the Gemara, Vashi Yama, Ki Tanya Hi B'Sefer Torah. Over there is going by a Sefer Torah. Kiditanya Kol Asvarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim Niglalim Mitchila Asan. l'seifan, abseifet taira nigla lem siusa, like we do, that we have two amudim, one on each side, and we're goylet lem siusa. As a seifet taira, you do lem siusa. Masha enkein a taira neviim and ksuvim, you don't do lem siusa when it's all together. As Kaidim called, there's a big diak in the Gemara in the beginning, Yudal and Amid Aleph. What's the Gemara saying? The second Bryce is talking about a Sefer Torah. And the first Bryce is not talking about a Sefer Torah. Hare, the first Bryce is talking about a Sefer Torah too. Grada, there's an Avim and a Ksuvim attached to it also, but it's also a Sefer Torah. As how could you say, Kan be Sefer Torah, Kan loy be Sefer Torah? They're both Sefer Torahs. But the Fil Rambam is Dochzei Gishmak the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, "Kam be sefer Torah, dainu a sefer Torah ksheira that has a din of a sefer Torah." Mashenkin by Torah neviim ksuvin, even if you're a mayor that holds that you're allowed to be madvik it yachad, oh, but it doesn't have a din of a sefer Torah. You can't read it in a tzibur. It's only kichumish dami. Oh. As number one, it's meduyik the lashon of the Gemara. That the lashon of the Gemara says. Our brayse is not by a sefer Torah, because the Fil Rambam it doesn't have a hechsher of a sefer Torah. Aleph, the oid not only from the lashon of the Gemara, but from the Teichen Hadin. What's takel pshat? Why is it that by a sefer Torah it's niglal beemsa, and when you have a Torah neviim and ksuvim, you don't have to be goylulit beemsa? What's the reason why there's a chilik between these two dinim? If a Sefer Torah is in, it has to be Goyel Bamsa. So even when the Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim are together, you should have to be Goyel Bamsa. Maishna Zumizu, Dain Ladinam. What's the Chilik? As in order to explain it, there's a Rimagash over here in the Sugyan, Yudalan Amin Aleph, that the Rimagash explains that what's the reason why a Sefer Torah is Nigla Lahemsa and Nevi'im and Ksuvim are not? Zog the Rimagash, because a Sefer Torah, you do a Kriya Satira. And when you do a Kriya Satira, it would be a Tircha de Tzipura. If you always wound it up to the beginning, as every time you did a Kriya, you'd have to go all the way to find it. As the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin says, that you're not allowed to leave a Tzibur waiting when you open a Tira. You always have to have it to the right place. As being that you always have to have it to the right place, as therefore we use two emudim, as therefore when we do it, we could do like we do every day, like all the time in shul. We always leave it bidiyuk by the right place. Ashenkin by a navi ksuvim, you only learn from it once in a while, not often. As being that you only learn from it once in a while, not all the time. As I say, then we don't have to be makvid. As meila, we do it mitchilasam l'soifai. I know meduyik. Now, make it a din. The best thing to do is mitchilasam l'soifai. That should be closed totally, or open totally. By sefer Torah, we did it differently because practically we didn't want tircha de tzibura. The fees that you could be mazbel the gemara and yudalad on the base. The gemara says by the sefer Torah nazara that was put in the kodesh. Kadoshim, that Sefer Torah, you weren't goyle b'emso, you were goyle mitchilasa v'soifai. Tzarech b'ir, over there's a Sefer Torah gemura, why aren't you doing mitchilasa at soifai? Why aren't you doing it b'emso? Ablafidari magash, is d'chzei gishmak. Rashi says over there, by the Sefer Torah d'azara, they only took it out twice a year on Yom Kippur, and by Shemitah, by the Melech, by Hakel, skum d'chois, you usually didn't read from it. As there's no din of tircha de tzibura, if there's no din of tircha de tzibura, as a mele, you do it kilu de ikad dina, which is mitchilasa vad soifai. The only time you do lem sois is mishum tircha de tzibura. Aibazei is da shayla. As why when you're madvik a tayr neviim and ksuvim together, why over there do you do a mitchilasa vad soifai? You should have to do a bem sois. You're going to use it for kriya satayra. Abal afil Rambam is doch zei gishmak because a Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, even though you're allowed to be madvig together, abafilu ochi, even though you're allowed to be madvig together, but you're not allowed to use it for Kriyas HaTorah. As if you're not allowed to use it for Kriyas HaTorah, there's no tircha the tzibura. As a male, that's why the halacha is you do it mitchilasan vaad seifan, like a regular thing. Like a regular Nevi'im and Ksuvim, doch zei gishmak. As kumt a chois, The Rambam zok the chiddush ledino ablaachah ayin is da diuk and a raya from the sugya to the yisoid of the Rambam. Stoch zeyer gishmak. I'm afraid the Orach HaShulchan on the Rambam that lefi the Rambam, why are you allowed to do such a thing? Kum techois, he wrote a Torah, it's kosher, a Navi, it's kosher. If you stick it together, the Torah is nifsal. How are you allowed to be poisla, say for Torah be a diamond, be madvikit? What's pshat in Rameya? He's matter you to put it together, but it's possible. Why is it matter mutter to be mayur a Torah, mikdushasai? Thus frekt the Orach HaShulchan on the Rambam. As the Welt says in Teretz, that because it's Yochol Lachtoich, V'lachzor L'Sheiroi, as they say, it's not cool, like your mamish being married, you could be Choyzit L'Kdushasai. So, it's Lodun Ulepalpel and the Shail of the Orach HaShulchan. Yer Sameach is on the Rambam, Noch HaShaila, from a Diyuk in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down Amar Rebbe. The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ma'isavi if you lefneinu Torah neviim v'ksuvim midvokim ke'echad v'chsharnum. Vegdar Sameach on that Rambam in Perik Zayin. Lefi the Rambam, what's the lashon v'chsharnum? It should have said v'tiram. We will matter it. What's the lashon v'chsheram? Zogdar Sameach. It's meduyik in the Gemara. It's a kosher sefer Torah. It's mashmat. It's kosher likris by also. As Rav Asher wanted to be matcha the diuk in the Gemara, Rav Asher wanted to say that v'chsharnum means we were chsharnum, leave it that way. You're not allowed to leave kisvei kodesh in asadik oifin. Hechsher means we were machsher to leave it that way. I mean, bishleim, if we're talking about lechatchila when you made it, shaila is lechatchila if you could be madvik it or not. As then the need is it mutter ledovkom or loy mutter ledovkom? That's the beginning of the sugya. But over here we're talking about where he did it already. As the shayla is, once you did it, are you allowed to leave it? As that's why the Gemara uses a lashon of hechsher. And Rashi tainted, fidar sameach is doch a deichik in the Gemara. Until now the Gemara is talking about is it mutter or is it aser to do it? But Kilo, all of a sudden, the middle Rebbe switched and started to handle hechsher, l'kriya sefer Torah nan. That was the diktuk of Rav Asher. Rav Shmuel, in the Chedushei Rav Shmuel and Simen Yud Gimel, wants to be miyashiv the lashon of the Gemara ba'ayven achel. He brings down the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Sefer Torah Perik Yud Halacha Aleph brings a tshuvas a Rambam that brings down a ma'isa with the goinim that the goinim used to make a bracha on a Sefer Torah psula. That was the only Sefer Torah they had. As he buys in the Rambam, that brings these goinim la'alocha, the minig, that vice the chois, the din that we don't lay a posla Sefer Torah b'tzibur is only a din l'chatchila. Aber b'di'evet, it's kosher. The Kesef Mishnah's b'dayik, the Rambam in Yad, that way also. As kum the chois, sakab shmul, it comes out that even a Sefer Torah apostle, bizman where you only have one Sefer Torah, as then, b'di'evet, you're allowed to use it. As he wants the Taina Reb Shmuel, that was the Amar Rebbe, ma'isevi evi lefneinu Torah nevi'im eksuvim dvokim ke'echod, and there was nothing else, v'chsharnam iloshim b'di'evet, meaning b'di'evet, he was machshed, because I feel if the Rambam that you don't learn Kriyas HaTorah from it, it's only when you have other Sefer Torahs, you use a better one, but bizman, you don't have anything else, it's a kosher Sefer Torah. As thus is the first din, the din of being madvik biyachad. The brisa continues, and the brisa says, being chumish lechumish, shel tayra arba shitin, ubein kol navi v'navi. As there's a shayl in the girsois, one girsa is gimel shitin bakol navi v'navi, and the other girsa, that's the girsa sarambam, girsa rashi, only by a navi shel shnei maser, it's gimel shitin, but all other navi is dalid also. As thus is the sugya that there's a din of Abdullah Shittim in between. As there's a little bit of a aura on the Braisa. Bishlema, the second din of the Braisa, Ubein Kol Navi Venavi, that you have to have Abdullah of Shittim, as that's only when you have a Tanakh together, because normally you print all the Nevi'im separately. As when you madvik the Nevi'im together, Zog the Braises, then you have to have Abdullah of Shittim. Ablachoy, the first din of the Braisa, Bein Chumash L'Chumash Al Taira, you have Arba Shittim, thus is a din. In a regular Sefer Torah also, in every Sefer Torah, you have all the Chumashim together. As why does the Braisa bring it down in this Braisa, which is talking about Madvik Adam Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim B'yachad? As you could be Matcha Enoch Inami. Just once the Braisa mentioned the din of Navi, as it mentioned the din of Torah too, it brought it down also. You could be Matcha. Abel Afid Rambam, you could say Geshmak Abshat. Meaning, a Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, which is Mudbek B'yachad, Be'etzim is possible, the Kriya's Torah. It's a possible Sefer Torah. As Midin Sefer Torah, and the Din Chumash Abay, it's possible. As you would think that being that it's a possible Sefer Torah, maybe over here, you don't have the Sidri Aksiva. You don't have to have Arba Shittim between every Chumash, because anyway, it's a possible Sefer Torah. As thus is Mechadish the Braisa, being Chumash L'Chumash Al Torah, even an apostle Sefer Torah, like a Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim B'yachad, afilu hachi, you still have to leave Arba Shittim. The Braisa continues, Umesayim Ulmata, Umaschel Mulmailo. As what's this din, Umesayim Ulmata, Umaschel Mulmailo? As Rashi learns, Im Nizdamin Loisim Asefa Milmata, Beseifa Daf, Maskil Sifra Bahacher, Beroisha Daf, Veinu Tzarech Laniach Reva Cholog Beineim. Even though normally you have to leave a Revach of Shittim, but when you finish one on the bottom and one on the top, you don't have to, and you start the other one on the top, you don't have to leave a Revach of Shittim. The Ritva is Masber Rashi, that Rashi learns that the din of leaving Shittim is to make a Heker, that you're starting a new thing. When do you need a Heker? When they're both on the same page. But one's on the bottom of the page, one's on the beginning of the next page. Dos alein is a Heker. It already started a different page. As being that you have a Heker ready, you don't need the Chilek, Taisis. Is Chilek, Taisis says no. Taisis says, Aval bein chumash el chumash el teira loy, midi dehavi a parsha psucha. Taisis compares it to a parsha psucha. And Taisis learns Rashi's only going by Novi. Rashi's a little bit sasim. L'choy, the pashtus of Rashi is mashma that he's going on a chumash too. Now you could say, l'choy, the ritual when he says his pshat, he says the din of heker is a din derabanan. He says, he doesn't speak it out lehedya, but his word is Amru Chazal. Meduyik in the Ritva, it's a din derabanan. That which a parsha p'chusa has to have a shita afterwards, thus is a din daraisa, thus is ma'akiv also b'di'evet. As ma'od yitachin, the way the Ritva is learning Rashi, yesh l'chalik. The din which a parsha p'sucha has to have a shita afterwards, thus is a din in a parsha p'sucha, din daraisa, it's ma'akiv b'di'evet. But this din of Hevdel Shittim is an under din. It's a din der Abana, Mishum Heker. So here, if you have another way of making a Heker, it works. This is one way of being Miyashiv Rashi. And the Miri is Miyashiv Boy Venacha. He's Miyashiv with the Gemara and the Hemshech. The Gemara says, Umesayim Milmata Umasu Milmaila Vimbalachta Choytich. Zog the Miri. Over here, being that in Balachtoi Choytech, as then you don't have to be Mabdul Beinayim. Thus is the Gres Tavdol. If you want, you could cut it and make it separately. Then Lefid Amiri, it's not the Vod because there is a Heker. Over here, you don't need a Heker. However, Rashi is Meduyik, not like the Miri. Rashi is much more Geshmak like the Ritva. Why? Because Rashi in the Gemara on the top of Yudalet Amir Aleph says, he explains the Gemara, that Rashi says when you're writing on top, you can't leave it chalak. Why can't you leave it chalak? Because it'll be bizayin. Because if you're going to be choytichet, as there'll be as bizayin, as therefore you should fill it up till the top. Rashi doesn't say that that's the reason for the hechsher. Rashi says the imba lachta choytich is a reason why you shouldn't leave the top blank, because it'll be a gnai. So Rashi's meduyik, not like the Miri's mahalach, l'choyra, Rashi would be more nisparish like the Ritva's mahalach. However, there's a little bit of a ara. In Rashi in Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi says, Eino tzarech laniach revech cholik beineim. Is mashma, this din is, you don't have to. If you want to leave a revech cholik, you could. Aben the Rashi on the top of Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, Rashi says more. Rashi says it's also to leave a revach on top. But Rashi's mashma, not only you don't have to, but it's also to. Zev Shiel learned that Pesukilu the second Brisa added a Naya Isser. So or Evshir Rashi's talking on Yud Gimel Amid Beis on the bottom one, not on the top one. Yesh Lodin. The Gemara continues and Yudalan Amin Aleph, and the Gemara says, Enos and Sefer Taira, Loi Orcha Yaiser ala Kefoy. Loi Kefoy Yaiser al Orchoy. As the Shaila is, what's the beer of this tin? Why are we makbid to do it? As the Miri has a Sefer, Kiryat Sefer, and Maimer Aleph, and the Miri says that it's Mishum Zek Keli Van Veyu. It looks good when it's exactly perfectly proportionate, as then it looks nicer. The Marsha says it's dumya to the luchos. The luchos also were that way. As killed as a mucker from the pasuk that there's a kpeda. Pashas lefi the miri is zayeg ishmak. What's meduyik in the Rambam and mefurish in the Ritva that this is only a din lechatchila. The Ritva buys it because it says it's very hard to do. If you're going to say this is a din that's makir b'diyevet, what? No one could write a sefer Torah. Not mistabe void. The Gemara says if Huna was caution seven zifre deraisa veloyus rami le alachad. Sog the rit for what? He wasted his time on 69 sefer Torahs that weren't kosher. Not mistabe. As the rit for the Rambam say this is a din lachatchila. As lafilim yis doch say a gishmak. It's not a din zekeli van veyu. Masha says dumya to the luchos, but not ma'akiv b'diyevet. Revacha bayangiv kosov chad amishchei de igle isrami le yevi be rabbanon einayu benoch nafshei. Zog der binu gershem. Why were they yev be einayu mishum kino? Yep. As you see over here, like the Marmam Mitzia, that ayin hara is mamish mazik. We've rather had it before on Beis Amid Beis that you could kill someone's tour if you look at it with an ayin hara. Over here you see also, Rambam Mitzi, the famous Gemara, people are nifter from an ayin hara. Yeah. But the Michtam Elio says a chiddush that that's only when a person is misbalat, meaning a person does something to show everyone that he's different. If a person goes kilu normal and doesn't do anything to show off, azena ayin hara can't be shailed on him. You'll have to learn kilu revacha bayakov should have kept it a secret that it happened in one time if no one else could do it. The fact that people heard about it was kilu, that's what gave the koyach for the ayin hara to be nimshach alav. People are very scared from ayin hara. So it's a little bit of a gedder to the dvarim. It's only when people do things that are get people jealous. Mostly you make a chas in a beautiful hall. People who don't have the money may be jealous. As then an ayin hara could be shaylet. Baluya, you make it in a standard nicer hall that no one's going to be, that it's nice, but it's not going to be jealous. As then the ayin hara can be shaylet. Yeah. The Gemara continues. Amalei Rabbanon, Rev Nuna, Kosev Rev Ami, Dalid, Meya Sifrei Torah, Amaluhu Dilma Tayrat Sivalanu Maisha Kosav. As a tzarech beer, why when a person writes Tayrat Sivalanu Maisha, is it Kilu Kosav a Sefer Tayra? As in the Rishainim say, there's two Malchim. They're talking about Wihitaka wrote the Pasik Tayrat Sivalanu Maisha in the Tayra. The Shaila is, why is it Kilu Kosav the Tayra? As the Rush brings down, that this pasuk is kilu kola taira kula. Mila, there were people that were makbid bidafka to write the pasuk taira tzivalanu moisha. The miri is metame. One pasuk in the taira is better than other psukim. As the miri learns that the gemara means he was magia pasuk in the taira, a sefer taira pasul. As being that he was magia this pasuk, as the whole sefer taira became kosher. As mamela, why do we say it's kilu kosav a sefer Torah? Because ayidei this agad, the whole sefer Torah became kosher. As thus is lefi the malach of Rav Rishonim. That's talking about where he did a whole sefer, where he wrote this in a kosher sefer Torah. The Rashi's medayik in Taisis differently. Amar Rabbeinu Tam the oisa pasuk kari Torah kilu mashman Rabbeinu Tam. He's just writing that pasuk, and the Mashal learns in Taisis he did it kedei leslamet tinoikis. And then the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbele Reb Zera Noter Yanei Arba Meir Karmi. As the Rishonim explain that this is Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Chavivus Eretz Yisrael, that he was Isaac in making Eretz Yisrael have tua in it, kerem in it, yayin. So that's why the Gemara brings it down. The Gemara wouldn't bring it down unless there's a Gvisa Inyan in it. Yeah. Gemara Yudalit Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down that what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Drasha? Ein Ba'aren Rak L'Rabbis. As the Gemara says, it's coming to be Marva, that the Shivrei Luchos Amunachin Ba'aren, as there's a Tosis in Erevin and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, he said this like a Tosis on the Gemara. The Tosis brings Rayas that there was an Aren of Shivrei Luchos that they used to take out to Melchama, and they used to L'chayra, how does it stem with the Gemara? As Tosis explains, there were two Tkufis in Klal Yisrael before they built the Beis Hamikdash. As then they had two Aronis. There was an Aron that was Bifnim in the Mishkan. There was an Aron that was on the outside that they took to Melchama. That had the Shivrei Luchos. That which the Gemara darshins that the Shivrei Luchos were Menachin in the Aron with the Luchos himself is going in the Zaman of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, long before this pasuk is going with Zaman Beis HaMikdash. Even the pasuk of Asher Shibartu with the Gemara darshins later on, like Remeir, is also going on the Zman of the Mikdash. This is one Nakuda. Another Nakuda, the Gemara Menachas Sadik Tesamid Beis, and other places, learns out of here. Sarach Lina Kavid, B'Talmidei Chachamim, Sheshachach Talmudai Mach Mesayin Tzai. A person gets old, and because he gets older, he forgets his learning. Afilu Hachi, you have to be Noig by Kavid, because even the Shivrei Luchos will Menachin La'arin. As a Talmid Chacham who gets old and forgets his learning, Machmas Einzai, is Daimet Te Shivrei Luchais. In this Gemara, you see a Gracie Yisoid, a Talmid Chacham is a Luchais, is a Chefsev Taira. Us is Aleph, the Kvaldiga Majega. Famous story that Rav Shlaim Haiman brings down as Agdama with the Rasag, that there was someone and wanted to give to a shul, a yeshiva and a shul together. And he wanted to donate the Aron HaKodesh, but by the time he got to the shul, as the Aron HaKodesh was donated already, he was very disappointed, as they sent to the Rasag what to do. And the Rasag said he should pay for the shtendis that the Talmidei Chachamim learn on, because the Talmidei Chachamim are begedah the luchais. And the shtendis, they're also the Aron HaKodesh of the Talmidei Chachamim, the shtender in the seats that they sit on. As this Rasag, the Makar of the Rasag, is in this Gemara over here, you see a Talmud Chacham is a Luchais, a Sefer Torah, Aleph, Beis. And you see another Chiddush, when he forgets his learning, does his Shivrei Luchais. Dahainu, a Talmud Chacham that remembers his learning, as because he remembers his learning, kilu the Torah is bifnim inside of him, as he's a bechina of luchais. But when he forgets his learning, someone forgets what he learns, this is a bechina of shivrei luchais. So nacha knech in the Gemara we had before, Asher mishabola kan v'talmudai biyadai. Then under madrega of a person, a person who remembers what he learned, who's holding stark in what he learns. That which a Talmud Torah, it also is in the Gemara, that somebody who's there when a Talmud Chacham, Adam Kosher B'Yisrael, is Nifter, as the Gemara says, it's like a Sefer Torah Shenisraf. But you see also that Talmud Chacham is a Gviser B'chir, of a, there is going even by Yisrael Kosher, that Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We see Nishmas Yisrael has a Madrega and Kimuvan, that's by every Yid. Because every Yid, Kiyadua, the 600,000 Isis in the Torah, connected to 600,000 Nishamas of Klal Yisrael. And the Talmud Chacham is Gora Hechra Bechina of Aron HaKodesh. Yeah. Ami and the Gemara's Mavur, that the Gemara Darshan's a Jewish from this Gemara. So like we could darshan an egin of Jewish in this Indian also. What's the Indian that the shivrei luchas were munachan in the yaren? If Sadik says, what's the lashon asher shivarta? The Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a shkoyach, and that's the end of the Torah, is with this words. Nezakrib Sadik lametcha, that certain times, shvirasan zehu kiyuman. Certain times, yimavatol the Torah, but this is the kiyum of Torah. It's the end of the Torah. It has to be clear that the Torah is nitzri es fakol, but gam lepamim, you have to be shayver the Torah v'zeu kiyuma, as he did that which Moshe was shayver the luchais, as that was the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Number one, they weren't needing, kilu they got the Torah v'oid, they were misayra from it. As amol shvirasan zui kiyumam. Yeah. So a story with Rav Shlomo Zalman. There was once a bacher that prepared. He was learning disabled, and a year before he prepared his avtira, and came time for the week, and his father realized that it fell down on Rosh Chodesh. As he had prepared for the regular avtira that you're supposed to lane, and really what happened was it was supposed to be a different avtira. So he went to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he asked him what to do. So Reb Shlomo Zalman thought. He said, he'll learn the regular Haftarah. They won't learn the special Haftarah. Okay, as they went back to Shul, and when they were by Shul, all of a sudden, Rav Shlomo Zalman came walking in. This is a very long walk. He had to walk from where he lived. He was older. They said, what happened? Why did you come to the Bar Mitzvah? He said he got very nervous that when this bachur would start learning the Haftarah of the Parsha, someone would call out in the crowd, how could you do that? The halacha is you have to do the regular, and he won't chap that. Obviously, they have a reason. As therefore, I came that if someone should call out, I'll be there. I'll tell him this is the halacha. No one's going to argue with me. That's number one. You see the gewaltige sensitivity of Reb Shlomo Zalman to walk all the way that the boy shouldn't be embarrassed. Aba amol, even if you bend the halacha, zeu kiyumai, to save a yid from busha. As avada, there's halachas and there's kdimas and there's dinim, but this is the koyach of gdolim when they machria. And amol, this is the kiyum of Torah. Oh. As the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings sijun shel levim v'sijun shel ksufim. Nahainu yadua, this 24 sfarim. This 24 sfarim. The two luchas together, Bigamachia Yudke Vovke, Kachkosubasvar Magdashim, Nainu the Torah, Shmaisav Shalakadish Barhu, as even the misper of Torah, Nainu the Shte Luchas and the Esem Vyarbasvarim together, thus is Shem Hashem. Maybe it's rumors in the Gemara, like the Mashar says, the Gemara Darshins, what does it mean, Ashenikrisham, Shem Hashem Savakus, Ala Luchas, Vala Shivri Luchas, Kis Dr. Mashar, Kis Torah, Shmaish, Al Kadish Barhu. The whole Mahus of Torah is Gilu Shmais of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. As thus is the minion of Chav Dalet Svarim. V'mavur in the Gemara that Nevi'im is one Seder of Torah and Ksubim is another Seder of Torah. It's Aruch Bir. Mainaf Gemina in this din, that Nevi'im Lechor and Sidran Sal Nevi'im and Ksuvim Mainaf Gamina. Lechor, this is a hemchich to the Sugya Kodemes that we had Shidus of Meir, Madvikodim Tayr Nevi'im Viksuvim Be'echod. Azagdach Sam Sefer, the Naf Gamina of Sidran Sal Nevi'im is the Liba de Remeya that holds you could be Madvik Nevi'im together. As what Seder do you have it on? As the Seder is, Kefila Seder that's brought down in the Gemara. We had before in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Torah b'fnei atzmai, v'nevi'im b'fnei atzman, v'ksubim b'fnei atzman, that each one is called a separate chelik of Torah, kol kach, that you can't be madvik a Torah with a nevi'im with a ksubim, each one is its own chelik of Torah. B'emes, Gemara and Shabbos, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nice and Torah t'lisoi, la'am t'lisoi, as Rashi is mazbeh, what's Torah t'lisoi? Torah, Nevi'im v'ksuvim, the three halakim to Torah. As that mendach in the Gemara, klar, the Torah is nischalik l'shnayim. As Bishleim is a chilek between Torah from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, as thus is a chilek bar, Torah is Nimsal Moshe, Misinai, Nevi'im and Ksuvim baran. But the Shaila is, what's the chilek between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? We see that Nafkamin Ladin is. What's the chilek between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? And as you could say, you see in the Gemara, it's a difference of when it was written. But the Gemara only says it klapi the Seder. The Gemara doesn't say it to explain the difference between Nevi'im v'ksuvim, and it's muchach because Shmuel was kasev a sefer which is Nevi'im and a sefer which is ksuvim. Yirmiyah was kasev a sefer which is Nevi'im and a sefer which is ksuvim. As if the difference is what time is it written, as how could one person write something which is Nevi'im and one thing which is Ksuvim? He was either in the Dar of Nevi'im or he's in the Dar of Ksuvim. Zemendach, the word of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not totally in the Dar you lived in. It's totally on something else. It's Arach Bir. What's the Chilik? When is it Nevi'im and when is it Ksuvim? As in the Rambam, in Mer Nevukim, Chilik Beis, it's brought down in the Ramban, in Parshas Vayera, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, as the Rambam says, and the Ramban is masking to this Nakuda, that the Darga of Nevuah is a higher Madrega than Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, Zog the Rambam, that's Ksuvim, he was Kosev the Ruach HaKodesh. But Nevi'im is something that it was given by Tiras Nevuah. That's why it has a shame of Nevuah to it. And it's a higher Madrega, a higher level of Kirvas Hashem, of Shechina, of Ashra Shechina. As Mela, thus is the Chilik. As Kum Techais, you could have one person as a Navi. But what he says by Tiras Nevuah is a Chilik of Nevi'im. What he says by Tiras Ruach HaKodesh is Ksuvim. As it's totally Eich Oimer Hadavar. V'oid, the Radak in the beginning of Divrei Hayom is Madgish, that you could have something which is Ksuvim that has Nevu in it. But it's totally on the Iker HaSefer. I mean, if the Iker HaSefer is B'tayrus Ruach HaKodesh, as then, if there's a little bit of Nevu, but it'll still be in Ksuvim. Shingim, when the Iker HaSefer is Nevu, even if you have a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh written in it also, it'll be Nevi'im. As thus is one Hagdara, in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Parshas Sav, and the Radak in one place writes, Al Derech Zeh, that it's not only a difference in the level of Hasra Shechina, but there was a difference B'Poyel in the way it happened. In Nevuah, the way when the Navi was Misnabe, was Batal Kol HaGosha Shaloi, couldn't move, Mufshet Me'achoymer, he was Mistavik B'Sichloi, he wasn't acting normal. He was kilu batal argoshes. Mashenkin ruach hakodesh is when a person's walking, talking, and acting normally. There was no change in his guf. As kum dechois, the beetzem the yisoid is like the Rambam and the Ramban, that it's a higher level of connection of keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. just, they're saying it had a bitui lemaisen, the way the person was acting, that the level of nevuah was so great that he had to be mafshid his guf, and his guf was batal, and he was nidvak and sichlius. Hashem kim ruach HaKodesh, it was still after to stay with his gufnius and still have the gilui. It's Yodua, B'Shem Reb Chaim, and the new stencils they bring it, the Grizim Menachos Taf Lamed brings it. Reb Chaim wanted to say a different knetch. He wanted to say it was a chilek in how it was given over to Klal Yisrael. The get of Nevuah was that it was given over for him to say to Klal Yisrael, Nevuah Milashin Niv Svasayim, Dibur, Masha'enkin Ksubin, the way it was given over to Klal Yisrael was Ayyadei Ksiva, that it was written. That's why it's called Ksubin Lefisa. As a fear of Chaim, the chilek between Nevi'im and Ksubim was the way it was given over to Klal Yisrael. Abazamindach is the chilek, thus is close. The chilek Nevi'im, Ksubim, different halachas. As Zog Tesis before, so Shlomo to this sugya, that there is, even though there's an issa to put Nevi'im on a Sefer Torah, but there's no issa to put Nevi'im on Ksuvim. As why isn't there an issa to put Nevi'im in Ksuvim? Tasuv Shusasim Hadava Veloi Pirish. Over in the Ritva, in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis, the Ritva brings down B'Shem Deri Balatosis with a Safa, that he buys him over here, that there's no issa of putting Ksuvim on Nevi'im, that the Kedusha of Nevi'im and the Kedusha of Ksuvim are Shava. As that's why there's no issa of putting one. A Sefer Torah is more Kaddish. As a Mela, therefore, you're not allowed to put a Navi on a Sefer Torah. Of Nevi'im and Ksuvim have the same level of Kedusha. As because they have the same level of Kedusha, as therefore, you can't put one on top of the other one. This is the Shita of Taisvis. Abderan Sham in Rosh Hashanah is Cholek al Zeh. And he learns Kedushas Nevi'im is Chama Yosef Miksuvim. That's the reason why in Tfilas Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah we say the Psukim in Ksuvim first, and afterwards we say the Psukim of Nevi'im, because the Klal is Mailim B'Kodesh V'loy Maridim. The ritual of Shitase that learns Kedushas and Shava, he answers the question by Fenacha. He says, the reason why we put Ksuvim first is Kadesh Shalo Yizalzalu B'Kdushasan. People think it's not so Kaddish as when Makdim et Bedafka in one place. Kadesh, he points out that in all the other places in the Chazal, we find the Nevi'im is before Ksuvim. Like it says, this din is Kosev B'Taira, Shani B'Nevi'im, Shulash B'Ksuvim. As you see, he puts Nevi'im before Ksuvim. Because Kedusha Sei Chamura, just one time in Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, Kadesh Lo Yizalzalu Boy, over there they were Makdim, Ksuvim Tenevim. Abafrekta Magen Avram, Kum Tuchais, we have a ritual that says the reason why there's no Isser is because Kedusha Sei Shava. And the Ran in Rosh Hashanah is Chaylik and says, Ain Kedusha Sei Shava, L'chayrit should come out according to the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, that should be Asr to put a ksuvim on a nevim, as Bemis in the Rajba in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin is takim of where are they, that there's a issa, because the Rajba learns the Gemara before. The reason why you can't put together a nevim and ksuvim is because it'll come out the ksuvim is on top of the nevim. Muchach in the Rajba that it's also. As it could be the Rajba holds like the Ran, because the kedusha of Navi is more chomer than the kedusha of ksuvim. Aber fragt der Magen Avram in Simen Kufnun Gimel Sifkotten Bey, the Stira, read the Ran in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Bey says that the Kedusha of Nevi'im is Yaisa Chomor. Aber Filu Achi, the Ran in Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, holds like Tesis, that there's no issue to put Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. As Lachar, it's a Stira in the Ran. As in the Agoy Islam Sefer on the Magen Avram, he wants to say a chilik between the two dinim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is dining on the psukim, which pasuk to put first. As that we say, a pasuk shenema b'tayris nevuah is a higher level of Torah than a pasuk that's nemal be ksubim, because it was only said Ruach HaKodesh. But the Gemara in Megillah, the Nina is not on a pasuk; it's a Nina on a sefer. In the Din Kisvei Kodesh Abai, as that the Ran holds, being that both of them have a shame of Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Torah Shebiksav. As in Kisvei Kodesh, we don't find there's a mile of one over the other. B'seder Kedusha Asam. Zeinachinami in the Divish Torah Shebai, there's a mile. But in the Kisvei Kodesh Abai, that being that they both have a din to be Kisvei Kodesh, we don't find there's a mile. This is a great hashlama to the raid that there's Chaluke Madregas. In the Ran, you see Mamish, the Madregas of Nevi'im is more than Ksuvim, and the Rashba goes so far to say, as therefore you're not allowed to put something which is Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. Yeah. Shaila is, Bizman Hazeh, what's the halacha if you have to be Makbid or not? As Kiyadua, the Aruch HaShulchan says a Chiddush, and Nira Loi, that the only time that you have to be makbid is bizman, it's written on a klaf, and it's written behersha, like the navi that we lay in shul, the ksuvim we have in a shul, that's written on a klaf, like a sefer Torah. As over there, it has a din of kisvei HaKodesh, as it has a din of kisvei HaKodesh, and there's madregas, and there's isurim. But bizman hazeh, where chumashim are bitfus, and on a vim and ksuvim are bitfus, as then you don't have to be makbid to put a navi on top of a chumash. And lefize, you could put a gemara on top of a chumash bizman hazeh also. The drisha is pashtis mavur, not that way. Stimus of shar poiskim, another poiskim around in the times of tfus. No one kilu said the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan lechoyru would be naita, that they learned even bizman hazeh there's a din to be makbid. As the Gemara brings down, what are the Sifarim of Ksuvim? As the Gemara says, Sidran shel Ksuvim, Rus, V'sefer Tilim, V'iyav, Mishlei, Kehela, Shashirim, V'kines, Daniel. As there's a Gemara, Megillah, Daf Gimel, that says that Daniel was not a Navi. And Rashi over there explains, because he wasn't given, the things that he written weren't Nevuah that was given to be sent over to Klal Yisrael. As L'choyre L'fi Rashi over there in Megillah, so we could have another Kivun to say the Chilik between Nevi'im V'Ksuvim. Nevi'im were given over to be given to Klal Yisrael, whose Nevuahs that was said to Klal Yisrael. Hashem King Ksuvim weren't given over to said to Klal Yisrael, even though he was Kosev and he gave it to Klal Yisrael afterwards, but wasn't given on a miyuchadika and hug of Klal Yisrael they should change. The Navi spoke to Klal Yisrael, this is what you have to change, this is what you have to do, you have to do tshuva. Or he spoke to them to go out to Milchama, not to go out to Milchama, what to do. As thus is a nevuah. Something speaking baif and klali, divrei Torah, like Mishlei, Shashirim, v'chulei, as that doesn't have a din of nevuah, that has a din of Ruach HaKodesh, and that goes into Ksuvim. So if you that's Rashi, there's a makom to kilu nacha chilik between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. A little bit of Ara, the Rishashi Hashashena Ara, it says Sefer Tehillim. Why only Tehillim is a Sefer? Haray, everything else is a Sefer too. There's Chof Talit Sfarim. Why does it only say by Tilim Sefer? Kan Remez to what it says, that Tilim is Keneged the Medrash in Tilim, that in the beginning, that Tilim is Keneged Chamisha Chumche Taira. As Memela, it's Kilo has a Taira Sefer more than everything, anything else. Another of the Rosh Hashias, as it says in Megillus Esther, and Esther is not the only Megillah. There are four other Megillahs. It's why Bedafka Esther is called Megillah. To know how to answer. The last of Ksuvim is Ezra. As Frexik the Shaila, Lachari, what happened to Nehemiah? Hey, Nehemiah is a chilek of Ksuvim. As Mikan is a remez to what's Mavur in Rashi in Kama Mekaymais that Rashi in Sukkah Daf Yud Beis and Beya Daf Vav, it's Mavur in Rashi that Nehemia is really a part of Ezra. And the Makar Shabbai is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, that the Gemara asks why wasn't Nehemia written as a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. The Gemara says he was Nenash. Why was he Nenash? Because either he was Toila the Gdula Ba'atzmai, or because he was Pogim in the Rishonim. He said bad about the Rishonim. Mazbe the Gemara, that we know the Klal is somebody who looks for covet for himself. As Reidevach HaKovet, HaKovet B'Reches Mimenu, Nainish is Mida Kenegen Mida. As number one, he was Taylor the Gdula Ba'atzmai, Kilu, he was piling Klal Yisrael, he did something. As the Gdula was taken away, the Sefer wasn't Yikrael Shmai. Void, he was Pagim the Rishainim to bring himself up to show that he did better than the Rishainim. As when you mali yourself over the Rishainim to be mali your Gdula, as it's taken away your Gdula, therefore the Sefer wasn't Nikral Shmai. This is L'Choira. This is a Shein Araya from this Gemara. The beer is L'Fili Gemara in Sanhedrin. You see over here, at Kama, a person has to be Yizar with himself. Not to Chas V'Shalom put down the Rishonim, not to build himself up, and not to take cover. If you're putting down people as Chas V'Shalom, you could go into the Gedda sometimes of Miskavid B'Chlein Chaveri, that if a person is Ruggle Boy, he's Ein Lechelik Lo'ilam Haba. So I'm a Chomer B'Yeser, and while you see someone like Nehemia did, he becomes a president, he becomes a Rebbe, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Menahel, and he says all the great things that he did instead of the other person. As mamish miskavet b'chlein chaveri, if he becomes ragol b'zech, chas v'chalila. Be very careful in the society we live in. Das is kilo de shprach, they're always building themselves up by putting other people down. Das is davayda, the rain kite of a yid. As for shalom, never to use someone else to build yourself up. Why is the einish ein lechelik la'olam haba? By stachis, he's mufka from Yiddishkeit. He's mufka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagansabriyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ki'ilu, was mired his kvaydai to be sheikhin on us, was mitzamsing from kvaydai, k'day, to be mativ to us. As the Gansabriya of HaTavis Hashem, is kilu a tzimzum in kavod shamayim, that there should be an afsharis for ra and chet, k'day that we should be noitel schar. There should be a afsharis of kvira, k'day that we should be noitel schar. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the ganze bria, b'tzimzum kvaydai, k'day lehetiv l'acherim. As if someone comes and he's kilu boine, is covered on the cheshven of acherim, he's kilu going hepech of the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bria. Void, you see, Yishabucha zal v'loy picha. Pasik, a person shouldn't be mishabeach himself. As people ask that if that's going to be the pace, how are you ever going to have self-confidence? You have to have self-confidence to accomplish. The musik of self-confidence is a goyish musik. By us, avadi, you could feel good when you're doing, but when you feel good that you're accomplishing, the way to feel good is it's feeling that Hashem helped you to accomplish. As you feel good, you're accomplishing, but you realize why you're accomplishing, because Hashem helped you. As He gives you the chizuk, I see Hashem's helping me, it gives me chizuk. Ah, Hashem's with me, Hashem's helping me. He's a gavra derachman asayim, lashon hagemara. Ah, baruch Hashem. So when a person takes the credit for himself, as then there's a sakona gdela, and there'll be rov levavecha, v'shachachtes Hashem elekecha. Hashem Baruch Hu says with the Baal Gaiva, the Gemara, and say, it's a stira. It's either one or the other one. This is the Gevaldik Limud from Nehemia. Careful, we have to be not to take the credit, ubefrat, to put down others, to knock down others, kedei, to build ourselves up. One more list, the Kud in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Moshe Kosef Sifrei u Parshas Bilam. The Shaila is, what's Parshas Bilam? as the Ritva brings down at Tzad, that it means that there was a sefer that was written with about Bilam that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosav. Yeah. We don't have Chiddush. Rashi learns it's going on the Nevuas that Bilam said in the Torah. Rashi says, it's still in the Torah. That's why there's a shame b'fnei atzmai. The Shloah Kodesh and Pashas Balak, other Mefarshim, Esan Rashi. There are many things in the Torah that look like it's Einot Tzarchi Moshe v'Toyrasa. You know, filu hachi, it's Torah. Anything in the Torah, Vades Cheshbonis and it's Tzarchi. It's a chelik of Torah, the Havei Limudim Shiyesham. As Yodua, the Maral Diskin, the Shut Maral Diskin, says, Apshat in the Gemara, Gishmak Olom de Shepshat, Zog the Maral Diskin, Vaifen Zu. He says, Be'emes, there were other Nevi'im that said Nevuah. Avraham had a Nevuah, Yaakov had a Nevuah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Kos of Nevuah, so I mean, it has a shame of Torah. Why? Azog the Maral Chayrit Shabiyah, Torah Avraham. Azog Maral Diskin, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a Bechin of Nevuah that Avram didn't have. When Avram had the Nevuah in Yitzchak, in Yaakov, it was Baklaya She'en Amira. Mashiach, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw it, when he had that same Nevuah to write it over in the Torah, he saw it much clearer. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote over Nevuah Avram, that's a given Nevuah Moshe with the mare of a Tifkite, mare of a Klarkite. As Omeila does his Torah Moshe. He says there's one person that was the exception to the rule, and that was Bilam. Why? It says, like, come, be Yisrael ki Moshe, but be Goyim come, who is it, Bilam? As what was the Darga? What does it mean? As Maral Diskin learns that he got his Nevuah, Bespaklaria Mira, and explains the Maral Diskin, it wasn't the Maloso Yishel Bilam, that he was better than Avram and everyone else. Avadi was a bigger Rasha. Fakeros Luchasur Noisov. When you have a Nevuah, Bespaklaria Shena Mira, as Mamela, you have to understand it, you have to deher it, you have to learn it upright. By Bilam Arasha, if you would give him an unclear Nevuah, he would learn it up l'ra, he would learn it up for bad. As therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a clear Nevuah of Bracha of Klal Yisrael, that there was no makom to make a mistake. It came out the way Hashem said it. As that's why he had his Baklal Yameira. As Im Kinim Advarim, Nevuah's Bilam is chalak from all the other Nevuahs that are said in the Torah. As therefore, it's a bazunda chiddush that even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't dehear the Nevuah better, afilu achi, it's still a chelik of Torah's Moshe. As thus is the hesper. As thus main sefer Bilam, because all the other Nevuahs in the Torah, it was Nevuah's Moshe. I mean, Nevuah's Bilam was just Bilam. No, Moshe was mightik the Nevuah of Bilam, and afilu achi, it has a shame of Torah. That's why it's a miyuchadik achelik of Torah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.